So we are going to hear now from C.B. Brady, who is the director at the Alaska Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired in Anchorage.
So as Bonnie said, C.B. Brady, executive director, Alaska Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired. I see a lot of familiar faces. Thank you for being here. Thank you for inviting me. Was that a wave goodbye, Katie, or just saying hi? So many cool things. So many great speakers. You trying to get by, or are you good?
Fine.
No.
Okay. Tom brings up hunting and fishing. Isn't it kind of counterintuitive that you can get a license cheaper fishing in the water than you can shooting something out of the air or in the above ground? I also get the same license, and it's fun for me to go duck hunting with my son, who says, Dad, 3 o'clock up high, Dad, 2 o'clock down low, those kind of things. So I can relate. I haven't met Mr. Jeff Dick before tonight, and what a guy. Challenge Alaska is such an incredible place. I know it's changed a lot of lives in this room. I'm not only, I am also a volunteer of Challenge on the ski side of things, and I've also volunteered on the tandem bike side of things. Myself, I have retinitis pigmentosa. I found out when I was 28 years old. I'm 50. I no longer drive. I can get around a little bit. I have 10 degrees. I can get around great. I have 10 degrees of vision left. I love using my white cane. Thanks to the center, who have taught me not only from being a board member, a board president, a client, and now the executive director. I've really learned so much about the blind and visually impaired community, whether we want to say we're low vision, however we want to determine who we are, we're a community. And community is really important to me. And tonight or today, it's really nice to hear all these stories and laughs and see these familiar faces. I really am loving this commitment to fitness. I too agree with those who have said the same thing, that it's good to have goals. It's good to stay fit. For the month of October, I walked 230 miles was my goal, to break 200 miles and many times with my cane. And it was one of those things that Nate said earlier, once you start doing it, it just becomes so much easier. And so October 31st ends, and it was Halloween, and that was fun to pass out candy. But now what? You know, and so I woke up and I sent out an email with a bunch of new goals, just because I think if you quantify them and people are holding you accountable, you hold yourself accountable. And so, Kevin, thanks for sharing your stories about skiing. Skiing is also my favorite thing to do. I'm fortunate enough to still be able to drop a knee and telemark downhill. I am also a board member of the Public Transit Advisory Board. I'm also on the Bike Pedestrian Advisory Committee. And part of this walking that Charlie and I do, and I need to wrap it up, I know, is harder and harder every day it snows. And the fact that we have such poor sidewalk maintenance in Anchorage is is something I'm really striving for. And if anybody would like to contact me to be on a coalition, which is just adding your voice to go to the assembly, we don't have the hardware. It's a citywide issue. We always hear about budget issues, but it's also a priority issue. And so the louder our voice, the more attention we'll get. And wouldn't it be cool to be able to walk to the bus stop, wheelchair to the bus stop, have my mom go to the bus stop with me. To me, that's the future of Anchorage, not driving by the bus stop 55 miles an hour without thinking twice about the people trying to get there. So that's what I have to say. Hopefully we're on time closer. And here we go, Bonnie. This one I think is good.